Hello, hello. I appreciate you listening to the pod today, and this is another bonus. The past couple of weeks, I've been playing different poems from a book. It's called I Remember How It Felt, and it has just a collection of different poems I wrote about experiences I had with ex-girlfriends, with my college town, Cape Girardeau, my wife. Just things where I can remember exactly the atmosphere, moments that just stuck out in my head that I really loved and wanted to share. And the majority of this was written back in 2018, but I did one of them after I got married in 2022 as well. So I'm going to let it flow through each poem the way that I naturally wanted it to be heard, where you just hear, I remember how I felt in the next poem. And then at the very end, I'll list each poem's name and order. And I hope you enjoy. If you have any other questions or you want to comment on anything, hit me up at DOML_AMOUR on Instagram or at domlamour.com. I appreciate you so much. And please enjoy. I remember how it felt. I remember how it felt, clinging to the wheel. I could feel the pain. Speaking about the future, nothing felt the same. Trying to convince the world that everything is different, but it's not, it's me. I had everything I wanted and needed, but the dark side had clouded the force. It forced me to use vocabulary that I can't even remember because it wasn't true. I tried to crack the code and break a lock on a heart that I had no reason to let go. No. We aren't done yet. I believed that more than I believed grass was green. I believed that more than I believed the sky was blue. I believed, but I weaved my way out of the driver's seat. The car ran me over as I laid on the pavement of anxiety. That moment felt like a bee sting compared to the aftermath. Now I'm sitting here with a missing limb because I never got the bee sting treated. Fortunately, bees suffer after they attack. Unfortunate for me, I was the bee. I remember how it felt. Nervous, excited, ready, smiling, every step I took. It didn't matter to me who said what. I was hooked and struck. The room smelled like sawdust and roses, scripts scattered around and the sound of people rushing off to enjoy a quick five. I remember the walls were green and there were about 15 steps between us. The infrared beams were locked and loaded. It was simple then. I wanted to experience something I had never had before. My hands were shaking, but in my pockets hiding. Every step brought me closer to the future. Just a kid with dreams and an ambition. As I look back now, that attitude got me to finish those last 14 steps. It wasn't scary at all. I was ignorant. I had no clue what would come next. I want to feel that again. I remember how it felt, standing in the wings. The scene was set. I sang a new song every day, but the production never changed. People changing quick and lights flashing in their eyes. Nothing was real. It was all for the play. What more can I say? But this day, John Legend was the key. Whispers stir emotions that felt real. Felt like it wasn't a play anymore. Felt like something real was coming to the forefront. Each day got better, but I wouldn't let her know. Never clear where these feelings that could drown most come from. Seemed to stick around, but it couldn't. Well, it shouldn't have. It was bad, but why fight something that opened my eyes to the other side of the equation? Without this moment, life would be a lie. I remember how it felt. Never getting the shot, but today I couldn't miss the hoop. Free, unchained, unprepared. I can hear people laughing at the idea of kissing me. I can see people passing notes in class, but never to me. Everyone on this trip had one thing on their minds, and it was to break the rules, but not me. There was no way I was going to be put in a situation that exposed my troublemaker. Well, of course, that was what I felt before dinner. I speared a hole through my skull. I had to pretend I didn't notice, but it was obvious. I felt wanted. It still didn't set in till I heard that sweet voice. It was just for me. No one else. Everyone else tried, but it fell in my lap. I was the choice. I was the prize. I was the backup singer who had to take center stage, and I was ready for that. I felt like I was walking on the sun, unburnt. I felt like I had jumped in a mud pie and walked out clean as a whistle. I felt like I would never get caught. Lesson learned. I remember how it felt. I accepted it. Caught the ball and never planned on fumbling. Touchdown, onside kick, recovered. I was in a very familiar place, but I wasn't playing this night. Usually had some catfish, but just wanted to enjoy the tunes in my better half this time. Green Bean blew the sounds that moved the crowd. The floor was full with each brand of life possible. Smoke in the air, car, cigarette, reefer. No one knew or cared. This was a night so great. I wish that everyone else was there. I could feel the energy in the room. I felt like I was a part of a team that could win it all. No trades this season. This season was the jumpstart for new adventures. Swayed to the beat, held on tight. Lights, colors, no frown in sight. This was right. This is right. I wished that this was right. Football is fun, but basketball is life. I remember how it felt. Makes me smile thinking about it. I smiled and life took the off-ramp to another neighborhood. It was new and I didn't have a clue it was there. Walked up to the door, knocked, but realized it had been my home all alone. Sitting on my new Independence Street, falling in love with my new surroundings. The grass was greener, the air was cleaner. My bucket list hadn't predicted this wonderful check. I had checked into a mental rehabilitation center. Each member was haunted by the ghost of their former selves. The center helped open my eyes to the possibility of positive relationships, honest relationships, lifetime relationships. The center was ran by a bar and a few guitar solos. The center shot me out to the big time. New York, LA, Chicago, how? Love. And love is so real. Otis Redding was there, so was Prince. Sweet tea trains, cigarettes and flowers. The beer was cheap and the wine was fine. No place stands above the home of my heart. I remember how it felt. One step, two step, three step, four. Jeff's right ahead of me, and I'm looking down at the floor. I heard everyone talking to me, but from that day before, you're gonna cry. You'll be all right. You were nervous. I can't believe it. The room is bright. I finally look up, so many faces. I try to focus on the wall. I see my cousin in his shades, in a fur coat. I see my godmother, she smiles. The music is beautiful. I'm really standing at the altar. Karen comes down and she seems like she's about to burst. My mother and father come to me. We rehearsed the fake kiss so I wouldn't mess up her makeup. The fingers are tingling. My toes are trying to spread in my Jordan 11s. I'm getting chills. There's a breeze, but it's an air-conditioned, perfumed-filled breeze. I feel like I look down for 2 seconds and the wedding party is all down and I'm hugging my goddaughters. I want to look around. I do, but I catch almost everyone's eye and I can't take it. I'll cry if I look any longer. One step, two step, three step, four. I open my eyes. My wife smiles. Wow. Her hands are warm. She is never warm. Just what I needed to calm my nerves. One and two. I do. A Heart That I Had. September the 9th, 2018, 8:40 p.m. Those last 14 steps. September the 4th, 2018, 3:23 p.m. Nothing was real. September 5th, 2018, 12:24 a.m. Exposed my troublemaker. September the 5th, 2018, 12:39 a.m. Basketball is life. September 12th, 2018 at 3:48 p.m. Sweet tea, trains, cigarettes, and flowers. September 7th, 2018, 4:31 p.m. 1 and 2, I do. November 30th, 2022, 1:03 a.m. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day. And I'll be back next week.